Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg has announced that Meta is to scrap external fact checkers on its platforms, including Facebook, and is to instead bring in a system used by Elon Musk on X. The shutting down of its third-party fact-checking program has raised concerns, though. The campaign group Hope and Courage said Facebook removing fact-checking poses a direct threat to our communities. For more on this, I'm joined by Robert Booth, who's technology editor with The Guardian. Robert, you're very welcome to the programme. What exactly have they announced? Explain it to me.
Well, it's quite a surprising set of announcements in one way, because what Mark Zuckerberg said this morning is that they're getting rid of fact checkers, the people that scrutinise the content on the platforms like Facebook and Instagram, and changing to a system that's familiar with people who use X, whereby the users of the platform will kind of decide whether something is accurate or not, and they will challenge it, kind of a community content moderation. They call them community notes. He also talks about, you know, changing the way that the platform deals with kind of politics, having more politics back on the platform and bringing that back, and increasing the kind of extent to which the platform is a sort of place for free speech. He said that the fact checkers had behaved in a biased way, essentially kind of driving at the fact that they were, you know, not allowing lots of people who maybe are more on Trump's side of the political equation to have freedom of speech. And so one of the things he said is that they're going to remove their content moderation teams. These are other people from California to Texas. So a state which is dominated by Democrats to a state dominated by Republicans. I mean, in a nutshell, he's kind of changing the way that the platform deals with free speech and deals with, you know, potentially contentious issues around things like gender.
So removing fact-checking when you discuss this on a social media platform or on the platforms that Meta have, you can fall into the delusion that, you know, that's the way it was previously and so on. But if you look at it in the context of what we do in RTE, for example, or what you do at The Guardian, we do it every day. We make sure that the information we transmit is accurate, and it's labour intensive and it's difficult to do. But if you don't do it, it's a free for all for anybody to spin any old yarn, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the concern that's cropped up immediately. But I mean, particularly amongst you know, kind of minority groups and people who are kind of already in relatively vulnerable positions. So if Zuckerberg talked about, and I quote, to getting rid of a bunch of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender that are just out of touch with mainstream discourse. So there'll be people will be freer to say what they want about those issues, and there is concern, of course, that, you know, anyone who's kind of saying things that the majority disagree with, that they could be vulnerable to sort of being piled on by other people on social media, or even kind of singled out in a way that, you know, could put them at some sort of risk. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of fact checking, it's, you know, it is a professional job, and they have been using professionals to do this. You know, Zuckerberg is saying that these professionals were biased. These professionals that I've spoken to today about this said absolutely we're not biased. We address the facts of a matter regardless of political persuasion, and that to say otherwise is disingenuous.
Well, some people will raise an eyebrow and will wonder if this is being done with a view to the Trump presidency and some changes on the Meta board as well. Is that caused by the Trump influence?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, Zuckerberg was quite open about saying that this these moves were made as a result of the seeing the sort of changing of the mood during the presidential election campaign and during the vote in November. And you can also see that, you know, Nick Clegg, the former Liberal Democrat deputy prime minister, who was acting as the sort of, you know, kind of chief policy guy for Meta is standing down to be replaced by a Republican, and they've picked Dana White, the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship founder, who's a Trump supporter, to go on the Meta board. So yeah, there is a reconfiguration of Meta towards the new administration, which is going to have quite a big influence in how tech companies are their fortunes over the next 4 years, particularly around sort of regulation, subsidies, and the future of artificial intelligence.
Okay, well, look, let's see how Meta post fact checking will be like. Technology editor with The Guardian, Robert Booth, thank you.